Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Eppner at Norwalk High School on Tuesday night following Norwalk's 5-set loss to Dallas Center Grimes in volleyball. Catching up now with Norwalk volleyball coach John Fulton. Real tough one tonight. Your girls got up 2-0. Things are looking really good, and things really turned around in that third set. Dallas Center Grimes got some momentum, and the rest of the night seemed like you were playing from behind.
Yeah. All credit to DCG. They made the adjustments, and we weren't able to follow up with that. It's a good team on the other side of the net. They beat some really good teams this year. They came in with a good game plan and were able to shut down what I think we were best at, and we just couldn't make the adjustment quick enough.
You beat these guys a couple weeks ago at the Southeast Polk Tournament. That was, a two-setter. What was different about tonight's match?
Just the environment's always going to be different on a Saturday tournament, last game of a Saturday tournament, and a duel against two really good conference teams. So we'll just have to, again, we'll go back, look at the film, and see what we need to clean up. A couple things there on making sure that we stop their outsides, because they found the holes in our defense and they tipped us to death, and we got to be able to stop that.
Your passing, how would you compare it all starts with a pass. How would you compare it in the last three sets compared to the first two?
We can always get the ball a little closer to the net, a little tighter. I think we did a decent job passing. We'll just need to make some adjustments, I guess. I think defensively we need to do a better job. I thought we served well and kept them out of system for most of the night. They weren't putting balls down at, bouncing balls at 10 feet or anything like that, because they were in system. So we did a great job serving. We just need to be able to be on our feet a little bit and make sure that we stop some things defensively.
Certainly got the start you wanted tonight. Ellie Hatlebig, I believe, unofficially 10 kills in the first set.
Oh, geez.
All right. Got started hot right away.
Yeah.
They slowed her down the rest of the way. What do you feel like? What would you attribute that to?
Yeah, I think we just got to make sure that we get our other weapons going. We should be a really balanced defense or offense, and we have a lot of hitters. Ellie's going to get her points, but she needs some help when she's going up against a double block and they know it's going to her. We need to make sure that we can feed the ball and to some of our other players and score some points, which we did kind of in spurts a little bit, I think. So we'll just keep working on that a little bit.
Down kind of big in that fifth set. I thought Ava Carlson was going to bring you back. She had the kill, and then yeah, about two ace serves in a row. You had that momentum. Unfortunately, they were able to kind of stymie it with a timeout.
Yeah. I think she got another serve in, and we scored a point. And then, it's 12 to 11, every missed serve and every mistake is tough and amplified. But I thought she did a great job bringing us back. So, it was just a good team, a good matchup kind of all around.
This is one of those where you probably want to get right back out there on Thursday. You got to wait till Saturday. You're at the Nevada tournament. What are you going to work on between now and then, and how motivated is this team going to be on Saturday?
I think we're going to be ready to get out and clean some things up here in the next 3 days. And then Saturday's, again, a really good opportunity for us. Against some 4A teams, and there's some good competition there, so hopefully we can put ourselves in a position in bracket play to play some teams again. So, yeah, it'd be nice to get out on the court and kind of wash the taste of this one out, but we'll move on. We're a pretty resilient team.
That's Norwalk volleyball coach John Fulton after the 5-set loss on Tuesday night to DCG. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.